Testing 1, 2. Hello, Lucien here.
Oh, who are these people?
I think we should pause for the Angelus. You see the dog walking across the tightrope.
The black.
The Delta.
Soft clay worms in the male sand.
Broadcasting across the internet.
This is the final season of the JL Show.
Hello and welcome to the Han Solo episode of the JL Show. And I'm doing this episode today from the beach in Galway, of course. And it's South Park Beach near the docks. Very secluded and wet in my new shoes. Ew, gross. I thought 3 listeners of the show would get the title, so I'll explain it. Han was temporarily my nickname on the podcast. Evan, of course, knows Han Not Solo from the Star Wars franchise. I'd also like to point out the reason this episode title was thought of by me. Now I'll start the episode by giving out a shout out to the audience. There's Johnny, whose iPod automatically downloads the episodes, Lucien, who has something better to do, and myself, who will definitely listen to the episode if I'm the star of it. As you all know, that would be Lucien, Johnny, and of course myself. I left the show in JL209, hashtag I stand with Ray, and denied my presence on following episodes. However, I agreed to come back when Lou offered me a solo episode. So, here I am on the beach getting my new shoes sandy and wet. That's a seagulls as well. First thing I'd like to do is congratulate Lucien on being elected on the student council. Oops. I should actually say congratulations to Lucien for getting on the student council. There was no election, so he wasn't elected, he got on by default. But, you know, congrats Lucien. You've achieved something that you've been going for is your 6th year doing it? Every year. Also, congratulations to Piot and William, and whoever else got on, I don't really care. Student Council doesn't do anything in our school anyway. Besides, they organise a non-uniform day at the end of the year and go-karting or something. Okay, I'll now play 2 tracks. So here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, those two tracks were Gimme Twice by The Road Concept and Believer by American Authors. Unless Lucien changed the tracks because he didn't like them, and that's very likely. Even though he said he'd pretty much play anything that I asked him to play. But he's never heard those songs, so who knows? That's a weird bird. Never seen that bird before. Pretty awesome, though. Okay. I don't know if it was mentioned a couple of episodes ago about a tragedy that did occur. This was a couple of weeks ago, alright. His YouTube account was shut down. Family favourites such as Ebola Czar have been lost. Although, fortunately, not everything was lost forever. Ebola Czar was not lost forever. I think he actually did re-upload it. So, of course, check that out, even though, you know, all those 28 or so views are gone, you know. Okay, so now I'm going to ask several questions that seem insignificant now, but of course in the future will be pretty relevant, I think. Should aliens be allowed to marry humans? Why was marijuana illegal for so long? Is a lizard eligible for world president? Tricky questions, which of course have controversial answers. I think the one actually only in there that makes sense is a marijuana question. I personally want it to be legal, although I wouldn't smoke it, but I think that I don't think there's any other reason for it to be illegal. Besides, you know, they say, oh, it's a drug. Drugs are illegal, basically. But, I mean, alcohol is more harmful than marijuana. It kills more people. And, well, Ireland, while not being particularly bad for taking marijuana, is still quite, you know, people take it, everyone knows someone who's taken it, pretty much everyone would have it once in their life, bar a few, which hopefully me. Also, Lucy and I were talking in French the last day, and we came to quite an odds, because in French we were studying immigration, and we're studying different opinions. So there was four characters, and we had to study their opinions. And obviously there was some for and some for and some against. So is everyone entitled to opinion? I think they are. Of course, it's just an opinion, but depending on what you do with that opinion, that's where it can become, well, like, okay, well, like when we're going to say everyone's entitled to opinion, Lucien says, oh yeah, well, Hitler had an opinion. That's what Hitler said. But Hitler acted on that opinion. I just think everyone's allowed to do it, but depending on your actions on that opinion. Okay, so we'll play two more songs. Hopefully the last two, seeing as only last one we only played like 2 minutes ago. I don't really have anything else to do, so here we go.
Set me free, don't be so shy, play with me, my dirty boy, can't you?
Okay, those tracks were Mr. Saxo Beach by Alexandra Stan, and poor Mr. Saxo Beach by Alexandra Stan. Some of my favourite songs. Well, actually, my favourite song. Well, I don't really have a favourite song, but the song I use for getting kind of pumped would be. What's it? Oh, yeah, Love Song. Is it Love Song? Yeah, Love Song by The Temper Trap. Ooh. While are an okay band, don't have a. They only have one album, I think, so far, so it's good. Fader is a good song from that album as well. Today, actually, I was walking around town, and I was approached by a Mormon. Now, I know very little about Mormon. It could be a cult for all I know, but I don't think it is. I only know one thing. I don't even know how solid that thing is on Mormons, and that is that there's the good Mormons, who are really smart, neat, and kind, and bad Mormons, who are pretty much the opposite of first Mormon. And that, I only learned that from a Smosh video, so, yeah, I don't know. So I wouldn't take that, but he was nice. He wanted to meet up and give me the Mormon book. I think it's the Book of Mormon. What was it? Something like that. That's where they get their name from. Or some book, like the Mormon book or something. He wanted to give it to me. But no, I said no, I wasn't going to meet up with them. And I took a card. We had about a 5-minute conversation on what he believed in. I asked him. I told him I was an atheist, because I am an atheist. I was born into a Christian family. And that I'm not agnostic, but I am open to the idea, because I'm not actively searching. That's kind of how I distinguish between me and an agnostic person. I just asked him Lucian's going to absolutely hate this episode now. Let's talk about religiousness, but, you know, he wanted us to watch a religious podcast, a religious movie in school, so going to keep in touch with that topic. But he said he only experienced his, you know, revelation with God through prayer, which, you know, is not really how I ideal. But he said he experienced something, and, you know, pretty typical. Lucian is also an atheist like me, but he is anti-theist, or I don't know what it is. I can see his point, where he's coming from. Like, again, when we're talking about immigration in French, the immigrants don't keep in touch with French culture. And he said that they're not allowed to wear burqas, or express any religious belief, basically. So I don't think you're allowed. I asked him, I don't know if he knew a lot about it, but so they weren't allowed to wear crosses or anything. I think that's interesting. I understand burqas, because that is just so, it's kind of so kind of radical, and, well, I wouldn't say radical, but it's very extreme expression of religious belief, and it's kind of misogynistic as well. But I asked him if you were allowed to wear, I don't know, a cross around your neck, and he said no. I don't know if that's true or not, because that's a small thing. I believe you're allowed to I believe in small symbols of expression of faith. So I'm not against religion, although religion has been cause of lots of problems in society years ago, hundreds of years ago, and today. So I just think Lucy and I differ on a lot of subjects. I realize how hard it was to do a solo episode of a podcast. I mean, also how hard it was to walk on the beach, and there's puddles everywhere, and there's like clumps of sand, right? And then there's kind of squiggly lines in those clumps of sand. I don't know what they're coming from. I don't know where they came from. I'm not going to take a picture of it just in case it ends the episode. But it's really weird, and I've seen it before, but kind of weird. What is it? It's like kind of almost like soft clay worms, but they're made out of sand, and they're really thin, but it's sand. How does the sand come like that? I don't know. Actually, a nice enough day, I guess. Although no one met me in town. I wanted to meet people, but no one did come out into town. That's a shame. I was going to record this episode on a rock kind of overlooking the docks. But a lot of people were walking by. And there was the rock I was on, there were flies everywhere. It was like a fly's nest or something. Flies have nests, I suppose they do. But there were just flies everywhere. They weren't bothering me, but I just wonder why there's so many flies. These are like fruit flies. Big flies. Also nice crunch between my feet when I walk. And there's a splish splash. My socks are probably soaking. Like, last time I got new shoes, I hopped a big wall and got them on mucky. When I hopped a big wall, trying to cut across the States. And, you know, the shoes got mucky, but, you know. It's all good, because, like when you buy a new phone, you take care of it so much when you first have it. You clean it, you make sure there's no scratch on the screen. When you do get a scratch, you freak out. But I'm going to kind of skip through that phase now, and, you know, because it wears off in less than a month, where you're like, you don't really care anymore. You know, the whole novelty of having something new wears off. Excuse me. So, yeah, I mean, there's sand. There's sand all over my shoes. There, so she thought there'd be nice if there was a Galway hooker out. One of the boats. There's not. How much further can I walk down here on this beach? It's kind of great, because there is a path behind me with people cycling and walking, and the dogs and stuff are by themselves. They can't hear me, they're out of earshot, so there's no interference. Won't be under the sounds like in the regular podcast, where there is absolutely so much noise where we film or record it. And the only sounds you're probably going to hear are sounds of seagulls. Like, so, that's okay. Everyone likes seagulls. Except for when I was doing a test in one of my classrooms, and there was a seagull screaming. I mean, they don't even caw like a normal, but they scream here. I want to see if I can get the seagull here. Just scream now in a minute. Come here, Mr. Seagull. Oh, no, it flew away. There's three more over here. I don't know if they probably are seagulls. There's a can that looks really old there. Koppenberg. Okay, come on. Oh, no, they're flying away. They're going into the water. Nah, that's a shame. Wow, it's actually got a really nice day now. Of course, there's a lot of foreigners around as well. In Galway. There's always foreigners around Spanish Arts, so in Galway. Oh, this is a really nice day, actually. I'm like right on the edge now of where the sand meets the water now. There's no tide or anything, so it's just small ripples of water. I'll be able to hear that. Don't know. Oh, no, water's coming in at my feet. That was close. Yeah, I'll have to walk home as well, because I spent all my money. Okay, I'm going to play two more songs, and we'll be right back after that.
Doing what we're told. I feel something so right by doing the wrong thing. And I feel something so wrong by doing the right thing. I could lie. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive. Lately I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. I said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Oh. We'll be counting stars.
Yeah. I feel the love, and I feel it burn. Down the river, every turn. Hope is a letter word. Make that money,
watch it burn. Doing the wrong thing, and I feel so.
I could lie.
Everything that downs me makes me want to
lately, I've been stopping to sleep. Yeah, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll become stars. We'll become stars. Oh, oh, oh. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sink in the river, the lessons I learned.
Everything that kills me
makes me feel alive. Lately I've been
Okay, those songs were Counting Stars by One Republic, and the other song was Counting Stars by One Republic. I think the songs are really nice, so it's only 6 or 7 songs on the album, but still good. So I'm actually going to start heading back in. The sun's actually out now, so tomorrow we'll talk about the good weather, the way better the weather seems to get. We're at about 14 minutes plus a couple of songs, so I say we're closing up to the 20-minute mark, so I'm going to make my way. No, I can't go that way. This is probably the best way to go back this way. Might record. I'm going to record basically until I become an earshot of people, let's say. Hey, my footprints. They are mine. Because I've been walking around a lot. Yeah, there's a can of Koppenberg. Nice one. So, keep heading up here. I was actually meant to go for a run this morning, but didn't. Because I slept in. I should have a pretty good day already today. Despite not being mean in town, I got a new school bag and I got new shoes, like I keep saying. And that's all good. Ooh, what the fuck was that? Special water. Something in there. Hello. Maybe it's one of those wormy things that keep making all these worm piles. Alright. Cool, okay, there's some people coming towards me now. She's quite obese, so she might slip on the slimy, seaweedy rocks. I don't really want to be around for that, because when people are in pain and they get injured, it's not really my thing. I mean, what are you meant to do? Oh no, she's taking a picture, of course she is. Yeah, probably exchange students as well. Okay, nearly at the grass now. We got 20 meters from there. Maybe if I could cut this one, I can probably cut off some pitch and make it a longer episode. I say we're at 20 minutes at least now. So keep heading up. When I was younger, yeah, well, I still do. You can know as I do it. I still run across the rocks. What do they call them? It's like we're there to break the waves. There's a word for it now, I can't think of it. Basically, just like to run on those rocks and they're uneven, so you have to jump around. It was fun actually to do when I was younger. That's all slimy. Okay. Hopefully my shoes don't smell like seaweed now, because earlier I was walking through seaweed. So, I don't really want to deal with that. I'll have to clean off my shoes. I remember one day I came home with blue hair. That was kind of weird. That was a weird time. Okay, so keep heading up here. I'm just at the tiny little rocks and this tiny little beach. It's not a very good beach, anyway. Shitty rocks. Really good. I was really thirsty there. I had no money. Then I realized I had a can. Let's see. In my bag. That was good. get near the people now. Anyway, I can avoid them. Avoid the big group that come through. Back on the grass kind of leads to rocks above the beach. And then I do a bit more. We walk home, straight left. And then I cut through the school actually, come to quickly home. So I'll probably, I'll walk across this pitch now. And then, dude, this is kind of like a narrating, kind of shitty podcast episode. But you know, I left the show. Kind of, that was kind of a dig at Lucien though. I like to do things that kind of piss him off. Like one I constantly do doesn't really piss him off anymore. I don't know if Louis ever did piss him off though. Was, let's say, I wasn't coming to school in a chat group. And he was going on, like, oh, I don't feel like Wednesdays, Tuesdays, or Mondays. And I only believed it like twice. I remember Michael believed, or Mike believed it a few times. Twice. What's this? Like a soccer match on. These kids playing together. And I'm off to the tall grass. Back onto the actually cut grass. Okay. Of course, there's a match on at 4 o'clock, which I doubt I'll be home for. Well, it's on the radio. It's New Zealand and France. Not expecting France to win, but hoping that they'd batter them a good bit. Just in terms of injuries and things, because if Ireland do win against Argentina tomorrow at 1 o'clock, then you know, there's a good chance of playing there. Wasn't it then? It'd be Australia, Ireland, and New Zealand. I think it's three. No, there has to be another few. There's a few more. Probably, I don't know. I'm not very up to date on it. There's a dog running towards me. Hello, doggy. Hello. Where do you come from, dog? I've never seen that kind of dog before. Small dog, like a mini, mini nasty dog. But weird fur. Alright, I'm going to end the podcast episode here. Hopefully it'll run nearly half an hour at least. Okay, so goodbye.